بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atal, the host of this program. Shaykh Danish is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh Danish, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you.
As you know, Shaykh Danish, question and answer on Islamic beliefs try to answer different questions regarding Islamic theology, the belief system of the Muslims, and how the belief system works in today's life. That's why major questions are sent to us. For today's question, we want to talk about the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God's mercy. And we want to ask, is God's mercy only about forgiveness and pardon? And what is the extent and vastness of God's mercy?
Right. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me quote a few verses about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we can analyze.
Very good.
As to what it means and entails. For example, we have a verse of the Holy Quran which says that Rahmati wasi'at kulla shay.
Yes.
Right? And so, this is the mercy of Allah that encompasses everything, right?
Yes.
So, God's mercy that encompasses everything is one kind of mercy introduced in the Holy Quran. And then we have rahmat-e-khassa, or a specific mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that speaks about encompassing only the believers.
That's right.
Right?
Okay.
So we have verses of the Holy Quran which refer to this mercy as well. And this is introduced as a specific kind of mercy. So we have two kinds of mercy introduced in the Holy Quran. Rahmati wasi'at kulla shay, that is one that encompasses even the non-believers, the disbelievers, the kuffar, for example. And then we have the mercy that is specific to the believers.
So God, as the creator of the whole universe, has his own mercy from day one on any type of creature, okay?
Yes.
But if you want to, for example, reach the specific type of rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that depends on us or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which one?
Yes, of course. As we are all created with a willpower, and we can choose between right and wrong. So this specific mercy, which is rahmat-e-khasa, or specific mercy for the believers, is because of the actions of the believers, or those who do good actions in this world,
okay,
are encompassed with this specific kind of mercy.
That's right.
Because of their good actions, because of their good deeds, their respect for their parents, for example, their giving and charity, their following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and staying away from the restrictions that have been imposed on them.
Is it only reached and achieved through obligations like salat and saum or something like that, paying zakat, or no? I mean, the rahmah, the khas rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can be achieved through other means. Even a non-believer can reach so, or no? I mean, a non-Muslim, sorry.
Yes. So we have a specific, even amongst the non-believers, if someone is there who has performed good deeds, for example, they have really helped a person who is suffering. So even they will be given their, as God is just, they will be given their due share of rahmah, and they will be encompassed with this rahmah. But as far as the believer is concerned, because of their following the wilaya of Aima Masumin,
alayhimussalam,
they're performing good actions, this specific rahmah or mercy is specific to the believers. But even the non-believers, having performed good actions, will not be treated unjustly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will also get their due share, but in this life, right?
That's right. Okay. Now, one of the, we can say, two important titles that we use every day for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman wa Ar-Rahim. Both of them come from, we can say, etymologically speaking, from the root term Rahm, okay? So do you mean by a specific Rahman or Rahim?
Rahman, right?
A specific one.
The specific one is Rahim.
Rahim, okay.
And Rahman is the all-encompassing Rahma.
That's right.
So the attribute Rahim is for the believers and those who perform good deeds in this world. They will have this inclusive or specific form of Rahma, which is Rahim.
That's right. If we want to show someone the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we do so? I mean, for example, somebody might ask me as a non-Muslim, okay? A non-Muslim might ask a Muslim, okay, so your God is all compassionate, all merciful. How do you see this mercy in your life? Or what are the outer manifestations of this mercy? How shall I do so? Because the rahmah cannot be seen, isn't it? I mean, it is not something touchable and tangible, objective. How can I make it as an objective thing?
Yes. So everything that we have in this life, everything that has been given to us in this life, for example, if we start to count our blessings, for example, the blessing of mother and father, the blessing of having food to eat, the blessing of a healthy body, all of these are blessings that have been given to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not owe anything to us.
That's right.
Right? We did not have any claim on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you should provide us all of these things.
Okay.
But in fact, the first blessing is the blessing of wujud or existence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us, existence when we did not exist before or earlier. So therefore, we can say that everything that we have in this life is a blessing as such.
All right.
And even if somebody does not have food, they have the blessing of existence. They might not have their parents, but they have other blessings that they enjoy in this life. So everything is a blessing or a form of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it just needs that we have eyes to see. The greatest blessing will be the blessing of hidayah or guidance.
Okay.
That is, those believers who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, who believe in the A'imma alayhim as-salam, it is a blessing and we need to see it as a blessing. So if you ask any of the believers that if I give you a big house in, for example, the best place in Iran, right? You have the best car that you can imagine. You have the best lifestyle that you can imagine. But are you willing to give me your iman? That is, in return, I want to take away from you your iman and you live a life without iman. So none of the believers will say that I am willing to give, get these all these blessings. But in return, I am going to say that I am not a believer anymore. Now,
all right. Okay.
And it also goes the same way with other blessings that we have in our life. For example, if a believer has their eyes that are working properly, if you ask a believer that, are you willing to give me your eye, in return I'll give you the best house in the world. Nobody, even a non-believer, would not exchange all of these gifts that have been bestowed. Or for example, their children, for example.
So, there is an ayah in Quran, ayah 12 of Surah Al-An'am, which says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Kataba ala nafsihi rahmah. Allah has made his rahmah an obligation for himself or upon himself. Is it so? Is it a duty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have his rahmah on us? And without his rahmah, Allah will not be Allah or God, na'uzu billah?
Right. So when we say that Kataba ala nafsihi rahmah, a correct way, or maybe something that comes to mind, is that, for example, what do you expect from sugar? That a sugar, in essence, is going to sweeten everything.
That's right.
So, rahma is another attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, in the same manner, you cannot imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without rahma that encompasses everything. Mm-hmm. So kataba ala nafsihi rahma is not something obligatory on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it flows from the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It yes. encompasses everything. That is, okay. you cannot imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without this all-encompassing mercy and rahma.
That's right. Also in Surah Al-A'raf, we read, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسَعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. In fact, rahma or mercy encompasses everything, okay? And when we say kol shay, it does not mean only the shay, the material thing in this world, okay, or earth. It could be the universe, okay? So without that. Or for example, in some of the du'as, we read that, وَبِرَحْمَتِكَ اللَّتِي وَسَعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. In fact, it shows the all-encompassing mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are given or are we can say showered over the people based on their potential and capacity, isn't it?
Yes, true. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based on our actions, we are encompassed by Allah subhanahu okay. wa ta'ala's mercy. Mm-hmm. But if we perform good actions, the rule and the sunnat-e-ilahi or the manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats the believers is such that with every good action, God's mercy increases for the believer, mm-hmm. right? And so there is a relationship between the actions of a person and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as our potential to receive God's mercy increases, in the same manner, the blessings of the person increases and they are able to receive further of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay, that's it. This is ayah 53 of Surah Zumar. Let's finish today with this ayah.
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا
That's it. This was ayah 53 of Surah Al-Dhumar, which translates into English, say that Allah declares, O my servants who have committed excesses against their own souls, do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah will forgive all sins. Indeed, He is the all-forgiving, the all-merciful. What a kind God.
MashaAllah.
He is addressing, in fact, the sinful people in this world. Do not despair. My mercy, okay? Because sometimes the people lose hope. And this is satanic temptation, okay? Coming from this way, okay? Now you are drowned in sinning. So let's go, okay? And Allah will not forgive you for sure. But Allah Himself says that, I will forgive you. So do not lose hope. Inshallah, every day we are showered with the specific mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are among those people who receive every day the specific mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are guided to His right path, inshallah, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you very much, Shaykh Ahmad Danish.
Thank you.
For a nice elaboration regarding the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, please visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن